Thank you. And you can read about this experiment that we did last year in Leeds in this paper that we published. So we're going to talk about the revision experiment that we did. It was a small-scale experiment where we asked our participants to, on the one hand, one group of participants to revise in their traditional way, and another group to revise also using a synthetic voice to listen to the source text while they revise. And we had, as I said, it was a fairly small experiment. We had 11 participants, both trainee MA students and professionals, and we split them into two groups. We used an eye tracker to track where the participants were looking on the screen, in addition to tracking the actual revisions that they were making, and also we had a questionnaire. So this is just to give you an idea of what our lab looked like. This is the environment in which the translators revised. So we used MemoQ. And we split the text. We used a financial text that was given to us by one of our commercial partners, and it's one of the texts that they use. So one half of participants did the revision normally, the other half with sound. And if the sound...
Les marchés actions internationaux se sont inscrits en forte hausse au cours du mois de janvier, portés notamment par un début de retour des volumes de transactions.
So it was at the level of the segment that the revisers could hear the source text. And we had three research questions. The first one was whether this would lead to better identification and correction of errors. And to look into the results, we counted the errors using a well-known error typology. And the results that we got showed that there is some improvement, especially at the level of accuracy. Now, this was also mirrored by what participants thought of the of this. So we asked them what they thought about the concentration, productivity, and quality potential gains or not. The results are quite mixed, but probably what's encouraging to see is that in terms of quality, no participant said that the presence of speech led to a poor quality, in their opinion. So this is all perceived gain. They also shared some thoughts in that they thought that the presence of speech made them concentrate better on the source segment. So their eyes or their attention was drawn more to the source text. Also, the fact that some types of errors would jump out when they were being read by this synthetic voice, and they were doing what they were calling a proof listening. This is the term that they used. At the same time, some participants did say that there was a cognitive overload, and that they found the hearing of the voice adding another layer, and they found it difficult to use. Yeah. And the third method that we used was an eye tracker. We don't have results to share with you today, but we would be very interested to see whether the presence of sound makes revisers look differently at the text, makes them spend more time in the source or in the target, or overall if their attention is distributed differently. Thank you. Sorry for overrunning.
Thank you.